Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk. It is Friday, and that means Friday Night Football. First round of districts, Class 4, District 1 action for you tonight on KJFF. It features the 4-seeded Festus Tigers and the 5th-seeded DeSoto Dragons. Right now I'm joined by Coach Russ Schmidt of the Festus Tigers. Coach, you get this one at home. You and I talked about it after last week's loss to Troy Buchanan, that based on health and things like that, that you felt like being at home would be a nice thing to have for your group. I know you probably feel still feel the same way. How do the guys feel about hosting on?
They're excited. Yeah, we had told them earlier, Matt, that probably 3.5 weeks we didn't think we were in a position to host a playoff game, because at that time DeSoto and Hillsborough above us in the district standings, and it just didn't look very good, and it didn't look promising at that point. So for them to have worked as hard as they have, even despite the victories, but the level of competition we played, bared out in the district standings, afford us an opportunity to be home as a week 4 seed, that's pretty crucial. So we're excited about the opportunity.
Coach, we were obviously very happy to see Jaden Rystrom back on the field. You always feel bad for any player that gets hurt and has to miss some time, but especially for a senior. It was good to see him back. How is he holding up after last week?
Good. We're getting a little bit more out of him in practice this week as far as just what he's capable of doing. We purposefully didn't feed him to the dogs last week when we went up to Troy and tried to get him as many reps as we could. We just eased him back into everything. He's had a really good week of practice thus far this week on both sides of the ball.
Good. We're glad to hear that for sure. Anyone else making a comeback for this week?
No, that's about it at this point. Health-wise, rest is we're just on pins and needles. If we were afforded the opportunity to extend this another week, we might get one or two more back. So that's the thing about football. It's a violent game, and it takes its toll on your body. And we certainly had our fair share of injuries and plus some. So the longer we can push this thing for our kids, the better opportunity we got to get some kids back on both sides of the ball.
All right, good deal. Coach, last time you played DeSoto was at your place. They got out to a good lead, maybe stunned you and the guys a little bit, and they were able to use that sort of a surprise, if you will, to their advantage. This time around, how are the guys feeling about this matchup against the Dragons?
Well, we've had long discussions about what that looked like, and I think Friday when we got back as a staff, we didn't watch the Troy game. We pulled that film out that we rewatched it again before we left and just reminded ourselves and reminded the kids what their responsibilities are this week. You're playing at home against an opponent that beat you earlier in the season, and we felt like we made way too many mistakes, and that was a very uncharacteristic loss for those kids. But that being said, DeSoto played well that night, and you got to give your opponent credit. So to be a sharper focus and ready to go would be an understatement.
Yeah. I know whenever you did the quarterback switch where Colin Doyle became one of your running backs and Cole Rickerman, your sophomore, became your quarterback, you lost a little bit of the experience at the quarterback spot, but then you regained some with Doyle in the running back spot. With Jaden Rystrom back, is there any thought of switching back?
Nope. I mean, Jaden, we're still thin at that position. And Collins had a terrific three-game run. And more so, I think it's lost in all this, is Collins' ability on the defensive side of the ball in the big plays. He's had a big interception and probably a half dozen big knockdowns for us, so playing free safety. So he's a critical cog to everything we're doing, and I kind of felt that was going to become the case, just getting everybody to buy into that change for the best interest of the football team at the time was the big thing.
So with that in mind, Coach Schmidt, what conversations have you had with Cole Rickerman? Have they changed as far as how you want him to approach this DeSoto matchup in the first round of districts?
Well, for a sophomore, he's a very, very mature kid, and he's aware of the mistakes that he made, in the first game, and he's worked hard, in his mechanics, just in everything. He's a real smart kid, so I think Cole's going to bring it to the table Friday night and make everybody very pleased with his performance. He's had a focused practice as well. We just, despite the weather, we've had a really good week of practice, and it's only Wednesday.
All right, cool deal. All right, Coach. As far as, you know, getting this win in the first round of districts, potential matchup with the Farmington Knights, I know you're not concerning yourself with that, but in order to get that chance to either play Farmington or Windsor, what's it going to take tonight to get the win?
Well, we can't turn the ball over in the first series like we did. You know, Jack had that. They, you know, you talk about takeaway, they took it away from us. So, you know, we had some really bad penalties that killed long runs that night, and crucial turnovers and poor tackling. All those little things. You know, it's the things we talk to the kids about. It's the little things that make the big things happen. And we did not take care of those little things when we played DeSoto the first opportunity we had this season. So we look to minimize those mistakes and clean them up and have ourselves a little bit more mentally prepared than what we were that time, the first opportunity, and hopefully come out with a win.
I got you. Coach Mint, I will actually get you out on this. Last week, we talked about your defense, and yes, Troy did score 31, but you had pointed out that they had to really work for it. And of course, we were there covering the game, and we saw the same thing. You guys did not make it easy for Troy Buchanan to get the points that they did. So with that in mind, going up against a Class 6 school with the bodies that they had, where does your defense stand? Where do you feel your defense stands as far as the ability to go ahead and shut down a DeSoto offense that at times can be pretty good?
Our defense has played well all season. The problem is we have sputtered offensively, and that old cliche, your offense becomes your best defense. You know, when you were there with us, we had that long opening drive in the third quarter that ate up almost 8 minutes, and we didn't get any points, and that hurt us and put the defense out there. But, you know, those kids have played well on that side of the ball and have been put in a position to be successful every Friday night. And this Friday night, there's no reason for me not to think that's not going to happen again. They have gotten better and better. They listen to what they're told to do, and they put themselves out there in the field, and they talk, which is hard these days to get high school kids to do on a football field. But they're, I think, becoming more familiar with their surroundings because we had to move some people around due to injuries. So, you know, like you said, against a Class 6 school, to only be down 17-0 at halftime, you know, shame on them. I mean, as you were there, they had the dudes. They could have really rung us up, but that game never really got away from us. Just, you know, they just physically wore us down late in the third quarter.
All right, very well. Coach Schmidt, I will squeeze in one final one, if that's okay.
Yep.
DeSoto does pass the ball a lot more than most of the teams that you see. So is it pass rush and secondary as part of your defense that really needs to be strong in order for you guys to do a good job?
You know, Matt, you bring up a real good point. We got zero pressure on their quarterback the first meeting. So that's something that we've been very mindful of, you know, with every kid on the team that plays defense. You know, not only, you know, do we got to be good with our pass pressure, but we got to play backyard football in the sense that he does his best work extending the play. So if he gets out of the pocket and starts running around and getting squirrely back there, that's when those receivers find that open spot and he has the ability to get the ball to them. And that's stuff that's hard to coach. I mean, that's just when you're a great athlete like he is. So we have been working on those sorts of things all week and talking to the kids, and I listen to the kids talk about it in the locker room. They know what they have to do. You know, it's not to say we may not give a big play, but we just want to try to minimize those big plays so they don't become the outcome of the football game.
Very well, Coach. I appreciate you letting me squeeze one more in, and we'll see you later tonight.
Thanks, man. We'll look forward to it.
All right, Rush Schmidt, head coach of the Festus Tigers, round one of districts at Festus High School Tiger Stadium. And it's tonight on KJF with kickoff at 7 o'clock.